During much of the 60s, the war in Vietnam divided nations and generations, and across the world, newly powerful student movements challenged governments and demanded change. In 1960, South African police fired on a peaceful demonstration against apartheid in the Sharpsville township, killing 69 protesters. The massacre prompted anti-apartheid groups to reconsider nonviolence as a political strategy. East German soldiers erected a wall in Berlin in 1961, dividing the city in two. Passage between the capitalist and communist sectors of the city was forbidden, foiling waves of defectors from East Germany. For two frightening weeks in 1962, the Soviet Union and the United States seemed to be on the brink of nuclear war. After discovering a Soviet missile in Cuba pointed at the United States, President Kennedy set up a blockade and prepared the country for war. In Dallas, on November 22, 1963, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated in an open convertible, his wife Jackie beside him. The assassination became a national obsession and the defining moment of a generation. The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, passed by the U.S. Congress in 1964, enabled President Johnson to pursue his military agenda in Vietnam without a formal declaration of war. Chairman Mao launched the Cultural Revolution in 1966 to purge China of citizens lacking in revolutionary fervor. Under the leadership of the newly formed Red Guards, the Cultural Revolution claimed the lives of 400,000 Chinese. Conflict erupted in the Middle East when Israel attacked Egypt in 1967. The Six-Day War ended with the Israeli occupation of the Sinai Peninsula and Gaza Strip, the source of future conflict. 1968 was a banner year for rebellion as cities all across the globe experienced uprisings. From Paris to Prague, from Mexico City to Chicago, citizens descended into the streets to fight for social change. Nowhere was the unrest more acutely felt than in the U.S., with the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy. King's death led to massive rioting across the U.S., while Kennedy's death caused the 1968 presidential campaign to rapidly shift gears.